Honey, I said, you think you found yourself a girlfriend, but you've discovered an ocean. I've got depths. You're gonna need sonar. To a man, a woman has depth if she knows when to keep quiet. So this guy says, sweetheart, as long as you don't have width, you're okay by me. Now that didn't please me. I took it to mean bulk, you know, weight. Whatever, I've got some of that too. I'm a woman who, when you have her in your arms, you have her all over. And I like my body. Not that most of them do. Most of them think they're too something. I give up that kind of thinking. When I realize what I lack for, I make up for it in depth. But I don't expect a man to appreciate that fact. Except this one man, who walked up to me through the rainfall and introduced himself with a nod and a tip of his would-be hat. Now, this kind of thing showed a few fathoms. He called me by my name, too. Just like that. Just like it wouldn't occur to me what process he underwent to find out my two syllables. All that day, I swear I heard my name coming from this stranger's private longing. I have to say he got to me. When I told him about my ocean, he didn't complain about seaweed and slime. No, sir. He told me he was waiting all along. Maybe he said, you've got a mind like a mouth, and I do appreciate your hunger. Now, I had never heard myself put into those exact words before. And I tell you, it was the first time a man made me blush. I'm not embarrassed. I know who I am. And I'm proud of my deep down places, cold as they may feel to the untrained traveler. I might as well say right now that part of me is just a large, cool room. Cool naturally. I've never seen a fan. When someone stirs the cool air within my four walls, I know it. If I let them in, they know it. Like the man I was mentioning. The man in the rain with my name getting wet while he worked himself up to say it. A woman thinks a man has one thing on his mind, but actually he has two. Who and when. This man, he had three. He had why. A man who has why, he has profundity. And that's all I ask. Honey, I said, you're not much to look at in spite of what your mama told you. But behind those eyes, you have what I want. All he could say was, how did I happen to know it? So I told him about the room with the naturally cool air. And I waited for him to ask me to take him there, as if he didn't know he had already arrived. But this stranger minus a hat, all he did was smile. Sweetheart, he said, mine's only a 10 by 10 square, but I know what you mean. Now, most men, they don't have places like that. Not 10 by 10, not nothing by nothing. They're too distracted, for obvious reasons. And when they do, they neglect to tell you. So it's not in the telling. Never is with a man. Never was with this one either. It's in his bones in his sleep. In his eyes when he first opens them from his last dream. Don't make the mistake of thinking it has anything to do with sex. Sex can't tell you a thing about a man. And don't let him convince you otherwise. Sex, that's just the body singing its own private song. And it's just dying to teach you the words. No matter. Listen to enough of them, and soon they're all rhyming wife with life and missing the rest. This isn't about marriage either. Just try to finish a sentence with the word marriage in it, without the word future slipping in before the period.
Bum 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 b
man ventures out into an annoying drizzle just to introduce himself, armed with my correct name pronounced the way he's meant to. But what interests me is the process, not the rain or the lack of hat. What was he doing before he met me? That's what matters. Maybe I said, I want to know where you woke up the past 100 mornings, and never mind who told you what I'm called, just tell me how you figured out who to ask. It was the workings of his mind I was trying to get at. If he'd have winked, I'd have kept on walking, but there I was, just getting wetter. Sweetheart, he said, if you think the rain just created me like a mushroom, if yesterday I wasn't, and now I am, then you're mistaken. Now, a man like that, he knows about process, the way it is that his meant mine, and he wasn't making any apologies. Process is what gets a person on the street in the rain with some other person's name on his lips. What got me inside my cool place to begin with. And I'll tell you what I know better than I know, that my new hair is going to grow in the same as the old one was before it fell out. I know that a man who doesn't know where he was walking before he bumped into me, he'll never know which way I'm going even after I get there. He's still asking, and I'm not telling. He's still singing, be my wife for the rest of my life, and never did bother to get my name right because he's so sure he's going to change it anyway. This guy's got one foot in the past, the other in the future, and he's pissing on the present. If I tell him about my ocean, he thinks I'm talking about the puddle at his feet. But this other gentleman I was mentioning, well, here's the difference. When I told him about my ocean, he just grinned. Darling, he said, it's okay by me if you were all the seven seas combined. I have my wetsuit on anyway. Now another man standing there without so much as a hat, he couldn't have made himself credible. Stranger, I said, if you stand out here in this dampness any longer, you're going to need more than a wetsuit. And you're going to need more than that anyway to get to the bottom of me. No doubt about that, he said. I knew it all along. For your kind of depth, honey, I'm going to need sonar.